Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
Greatness isn't the work of a few geniuses. It's the purpose of each of us. It is why we were born. When you look into the eyes of your children and grandchildren, when you picture their greatness and potential, do you feel that they're getting the education that is up to par with who they were born to become? This question is posed by Oliver Vandemille in his book, A Thomas Jefferson Education. Thomas Jefferson was a master of many subjects, mathematics, architecture, philosophy, horticulture, and he spoke several languages. He is most famous for his statesmanship, authoring the Declaration of Independence, and leading as the third president of the United States. What type of education produced this kind of man? A leadership education centered on mentors and classics. A good mentor is someone of high moral character who can guide and inspire your student. A good mentor studies alongside the student, initiates challenges, asks hard questions, and expects excellent work. That sounds like an involved parent. The second element of a Thomas Jefferson education is classics, not textbooks. A textbook is a summary of a subject telling the student what they ought to think. It asks questions that have only one right answer. A classic is a book that has one author and requires a patient and thoughtful reader. A textbook serves up the information in a prepared and packaged way, like fast food. A classic engages the student through repeated reading and wrestling. You can assist your child or grandchild in seeking a Thomas Jefferson education by being a mentor yourself. Read the classics as a family. Emphasize leadership, wisdom, and virtue as you read science, history, novels, and adventure books. And maybe one day, wisdom and virtue will be accepted as high school credits.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.